How do you speak at your own daughter's funeral? You never expect to outlive your kids. As I sat there, my eye rested on a painting in my office that has been there a very long time. It depicts a winter scene in the western prairies, with a pioneer couple standing over the grave of a family member they had just buried. As I stared at the painting, I saw something I'd never noticed before. In the background, there were other wagons, and people sitting on the wagons holding the reins of their horses. They were waiting for this couple to finish burying their loved one. That's when I realized what those pioneers knew and what we all have to learn. We have to move on, or we will not survive. Those early pioneers made a difference for their future generations because they refused to quit. Even as tears streamed down my face, I could see recognition in the faces of the audience. At that moment, they knew I understood their pain. I told them, "There are times when I still get mad as hell about losing my daughter and granddaughter. But we have to move on." That experience changed me. It forever changed my outlook on life, and I will never forget it. But if I had decided to be miserable, it would have ruined many lives, my own included.